Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Roberto, and of course, this is the Mighty Bellican Podcast. Coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody had a good Monday. It is the 1st of March, and hopefully things will go uphill after this. After this bitter, bitter winter we have been having and still having, until March says not to have it. Of course, when far again, I'd like to give a shout out to Anchor.com for all your broadcast needs. Tonight I'm going to talk about two subjects. The first one is about National Women's Month. Now, being a man that was born in a family full of women, I've seen the strong ones, and I've seen weak, I've seen bukus, emotional stuff, and I've seen very tough ladies, from my grandmothers all the way up to my mother and my sisters. Now, some guy that's stuck in the 1950s or 60s still believe that women should not be able to do the stuff that they do these days. And those are, to myself, are male chauvinist pigs. Because, let's face it, it's the future. Now, everybody had their premonitions about what the future would bring to everybody. Some thought there would be flying cars. Some thought there would be, you know, pretty much everything would be at ease, which in some cases it has been that way. But the thing is also is that they want women to stay exactly the way that they put them, which is in the house, in the kitchen, in a dress, cooking a man's food. And there are still men out there that think that exact same thing. Well, I'm sorry to bust your bubble there, guys, but it's 2021. Women have been doing stuff that even men sometimes cannot do. And sometimes they even do it better than a man. Hey, sue me. But the thing is that women have been catching hell just like every other person on this planet. But the thing is, though, women catch it because of their sex. You know, and men see breasts and they see ass. That's all they see. Some of them, not all. Some don't see the brains that's behind the, you know, the body. Some don't respect the brain behind the body. And some really think that women should stay in their place, which in some cases in the corner or behind their husband or boyfriend or whatever the hell you're doing, and not say anything, touch anything, or look at anything. And that is a form of slavery, if you can believe that. So, when you look at history and all the women of history, we've seen women break barriers, we've seen women play tennis, golf, basketball, got into politics, you know, start their own labels, start their own TV shows and channels and everything else. So, yeah, they do have brains, and they do work. And sometimes the only thing a man wants to see is the top of their head, if you get my drift. Now, for my family, I had four very, very extremely tough women. My mother being the toughest of them all. She used to get up every morning, back in the 80s, walk up the steep-ass hill that we used to live on, catch three buses from Missouri all the way to Kansas to clean out, you know, hotel rooms, basically. She did that all of her life. And she did that for as long as I can remember. Even when she had a car, she still was at the crack of dawn, up in the morning, going over there to do her job to put food on the table for me, my brother, and my three sisters. Then there's my three sisters. They're all very, very strong, big-willed. I have never seen a man of any type of caliber ever tell my sisters what they can and cannot do. Because I know for a big fact that they would put a foot in their ass and then go eat some, you know, eat Chunky Fried Chicken afterwards. They don't play that shit. Yeah, me and my brother, we're brothers. We're supposed to, you know, be the protectors of our sisters and watch out for guys trying to hit on them or beat them up or anything else like that. But thing is, my sisters are the exception to the rule. They can fight. I've seen them all fight. They all can talk real, real shit while they're fighting. and they do not back down to anybody. So when a man comes into the picture, I'm looking at him like, I hope you're tougher than, you know, I just hope you're tough. It doesn't matter if you're tough enough to stick around or whatever like that. And most men that they have dated or been married to or whatever have tried to show them that I'm the man, you know, you do what I say. And my sisters look at them and pretty much laugh, as I would too. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, the thing is that women have done a lot of stuff in history. They have educated, they have been to the moon or been to outer space, they have dragged cars, they have done pretty much everything a man has done. And again, probably have done it better. Now, the male ego is about as big as a Goodyear blimp. So when a woman does something that the man is capable of doing but can't do, that is when they start throwing shade. They also start throwing words and whore and bitch and other words I will not even mention, because they got their feelings hurt by a woman. Wah, wah. Get a life. And I have friends, mostly women, but predominantly, because I have been around women all my life. There's some women that I wish to God never met, but there are some that, you know, to this very day, they're tougher than freaking leather. And I would put them against any damn body that a man, especially, that thinks they can do a better job than the woman over here. So it's there's no debutantes anymore. There's no damsel in distresses anymore. Hell, the woman probably helped save your ass, to tell you the truth. There's been women in the military and all the above. But men still think that the woman is supposed to do what they tell them to do. They call them uncontrollable. They call them hard. They're difficult. And they can't do this. They can't do that. Yeah, women have more emotions than anybody I ever met, to tell you the truth. But the thing is, if their mother raised them that way, to be hardworking women and to never, ever count on a man to save their lives, like most men want to do, but they just want something in return, then that's why they're so damn tough. Especially African-American women. They got it bad both ways. Not only are they women, but they're also African-American women. So they were done with before they even opened their damn mouths. But in recent years, especially this last year, women have came out of the woodwork and done stuff in NASA, and they've done stuff in music and education and everything else. Stuff that they've been doing for years but never got any kind of recognition. Sounds really familiar, don't it? I know. But they're still doing it. And now, in 2021, there's a vice president that's not a man, and he's not white. Yeah, that's a redneck's nightmare. And Kamala Harris is the very first. She hit all kinds of firsts in this one. Very first African-American woman to be in the White House under the major, you know, name, which is vice president. She's the first woman to be a vice president. She's the first woman of Asian descent as a vice president. And every time they march up and off, there is a Ku Klux Klanman in the woods ready to hang himself from the tree because, you know, this is man's world and what the hell is this woman doing in the White House? Well, last time I heard, it was people's house, and we are the people, so you need to get a life as well. But all to all women, I applaud you for your courage. I applaud you for being, you know, tough when you have to be and sensitive when you need to be. Not waiting around for a guy to, you know, show you the way and everything where you can find yourself. And not putting up with bullshit. Yeah, there's sexist or male or anything, there is that one woman that still thinks that, you know, we need to, you know, be significant, you know, be to obey our husbands or our boyfriends and do for them because you might be by yourselves. Some women are like, well, so be it then. Because a man ain't going to tell me what the hell I'm going to do. Now, do not get me wrong. There are some women that need to be seen and not heard. Some are a little bit mouthy. And some talk, you know, are so damn, how can I say this, paranoid of their boyfriend or their husband cheating on them, that they will go to lengths of checking their phones and following around and FBI, CIA up their ass and everything else. But if you are with a man and you dated this man and you married this man, that means you're supposed to trust this man. I'm not saying all guys, just some of them. So when you do fuck up with another woman or whatever, you cannot expect a woman to be like, well, I understand, sweetheart. It's okay. It's all right. Some women do that, though, but not all of them. Some will tell you, there's your clothes on the lawn. Make sure you get the one up in the trees, your TVs and everything else. And they'll be sitting down on the front lawn waiting for you because they're not playing that shit. But either way, we are in the month of women's, and we should applaud women for their contributors to this country and the entire world. My hat goes off to you. I hope you have a good month. And if anybody has a problem with you, you know, having a month that's dedicated to women, then you can tell them to kiss your whatever ass you got, because it's not their day. So, that's that. Now, also the second subject I'd like to talk about. It's been 1 year since the deadly virus that we all know now as COVID hit our shores and changed everybody's life forever. Before this, there were audiences and fans and stadiums and music and concerts, and people were out in the street, you know, walking a dog or hugging a girlfriend, and you know, the wind was blowing, no mask on, everything else. Then COVID showed up and everything went out the window. TV shows had to be cut down because of COVID. Venues like concerts and, you know, basketball games and anything else that usually has an audience had to be cut away. People's jobs were lost because of close spaces, like in factories and stuff like that, were closed up for a very long or for certain future. A lot of things went into Chapter 11 because most people didn't have jobs to pay for stuff, then it went belly up. And the virus itself has killed now 500,000 plus people. Can you just wrap your head around that? And all that took place in 1 year. Now, I am not going to place any names on this virus even showing up in our country, the last administration of the United States, because that would be wrong of me. Yeah, not really. But the thing is, though, ladies and gentlemen, this virus has shown the good and the bad and the ugly of this country. It shows you who's responsible and who don't give a shit either way. It has shown how people can be courageous in the face of, you know, of a deadly pandemic, and those that throw the rules out the window and do whatever the fuck they want to. Some have learned to, you know, be around family more and their children and friends and stuff like that. And then there's some that wants to keep everything going because they don't give a fuck. Those are the ones that aren't wearing masks. Those are the ones that are saying, oh, this whole thing's a hoax. And this will be over very, very soon. I remember somebody else saying that. I can't put my finger on what his name was. It would be over by April. Or May. Or June. July. August. Yeah, that didn't happen. Oh, it's just a sickness, just a cold, just a flu. It's a big hoax. Well, 500,000 plus people are not hoaxing. They're dead. The doctors and the nurses of just every hospital in this country have been maxed the fuck out. They have been fighting this damn thing since day damn one. They have asked for people to wear masks, but there's just a chosen few jackasses that decide, hey, I'm not doing this shit. You can't make me. It's my constitutional right. That is until you get sick and then you run your ass to the hospital where it's already overcrowded and beg them to help you. Now, this COVID can, you know, get anybody. And it has proven just that. We have had a few celebrities that have died of it. We have had, you know, sports stars, athletes get it. And rich-ass people made their worth millions and millions of dollars can get COVID. COVID, to me, is equal opportunity as virus. It doesn't give a shit who the hell you are, what you make in life, what you make for a living, what you do for a living, how much you get paid for doing it. It doesn't give a damn. It can get you just like it got me. Now, of course, I was one of those naysayers, not to say about the mask thing, but I was like, well, I'm healthy. I get allergies every other summer, spring, but I'm pretty built and everything. Wrong. Because I got the shit. Damn near died of it. I sat in the damn hospital room in ICU with, you know, oxygen mask up to my face and, you know, lost weight, lost my sense of taste and smell. Looked out the window wondering if I'm going to be seeing my last fucking sunset. And thank God, God decided to spare me. The thing about it is, though, this whole year, like I said, this virus has shown how either the country has changed or how it has not changed, not worth a damn. So, people are still saying, at least people that don't have any kind of brains, are saying that this whole thing is in our hands. Oh, it's coronavirus. Oh, no, it's just a... And then a certain person kept blaming China for it, even though it did come from China, and it did come way over here and wrecked our little country over here. So they thinking they can go out and beat up the Chinaman and things will be over. Wrong again. You're just a racist bastard that has nothing else better to do. So then you have the people that have what we have lost since the stuff has came here. And people are still fighting the fact that they have to do their part for us to get rid of this shit. And it goes back to my all-time saying, no one likes to be told what to do. Smart people, dumb people, rich people, poor people, nobody. You don't tell me what the hell I'm going to do. Well, this COVID has shown that, okay, you don't want to do what these people are telling you to do, then I'm just going to wreak havoc throughout the entire country until you get your head out your ass. And then maybe you'll do it. Or maybe not. But today marks the 1 year since this virus has shown up. And doing security, I had to wear a mask. I had to work behind a glass wall every day. I had to come to work. I had to check people's temperatures and just make sure their hands are not exposed. And of course, to make sure they're wearing a mask. Mask, mask, mask. It's a fucking mask. It's not a damn, you know, metal face print. You're not Destro from G.I. Joe or anything like that. And the thing is that I would think that people want to keep themselves healthy. And if the mask does that, then just fucking do it. I've been saying that for a whole damn year too. But hard head makes a soft ass. And some people just don't fucking get it. And they probably never will. Politicians, especially. But thing is, this thing has wised us all up in so many damn ways. And it's shown how much people think of themselves, selfishly, of course, and how some people think, okay, this is the wake-up call that we all have been looking for. Because if it wasn't for computers and internet and stuff like that, some of us would not even be here without the coronavirus. We would have blown our own damn heads off or hung ourselves from a tree, run into traffic, jump off a bridge. Who the hell knows? Because whether we like it or not, the human condition cannot be alone. We have to be together. We have to be with somebody to keep ourselves sane and that person sane and stuff like that. But again, nobody believes that. See, I am a theory that COVID is like the father and we are all the children. He's telling you, hey, you need to wear a mask before you catch me. And your kid's like, I don't have to do that because I don't need to because I'm a kid. And COVID's like, I don't give a shit. You can be freaking Mighty Mouse for all I give a damn. You're going to catch me pretty soon. I don't think so. I'm not going to do it. No. And you catch it. And then you want to blame China for you catching a virus that's been here a whole entire year. They got their own goddamn problems. So beating up an agent or stabbing an agent and calling them all kinds of nice, colorful names, because you know America comes up with some great names for other races, is stupid. And I don't get that. I really don't. Do you really think of beating up or stabbing an Asian Chinese man or something like that is going to stop the corona, the COVID virus in its spot? No, I don't think so. It just makes you look like a fucking idiot, and you might do some jail time because of it. So yes, it's been a year. It's been a year of closings and school being done at home and some work being done at home. People paranoid to walk out their own door to get their mail. Some wear masks, some do not. The marches on freaking state capitals in Michigan with guns without mask on. Riots in the Capitol building without mask on. And it just, the list is a mile fucking long, ladies and gentlemen. And even though we have 3 vaccines floating around, where they know a lot or not, doesn't matter. And people getting COVID tests to catch it before it gets really bad and stuff like that, then, you know, that's our world now. The world changed last year, this time. And coming to work, and half the damn building I work in is half virtually empty because there's nobody there because of COVID. It's been a very, very tough year, especially for those that did not survive it. So, if you're still one of those naysayers and ones that say that wearing a mask is not going to do a goddamn thing for you, whatever like that, I want you to go to a family who lost a loved one or loved ones to this damn virus without a mask on and tell them that. And if they don't whoop your ass in the damn grass like a damn dog, I would be surprised. They don't want to hear that shit. Well, this stuff is just a propaganda thing, and this mask is not going to stop it from hitting me. It's going to come to me anyway. You know, that's some great spirits that you got there. I mean, I thought I was negative. Shit, there's so many damn negative people in this country right now. Boy, shoot, y'all make me look good. I'm like, I feel like a damn vet or some shit. Okay? I've been doing this shit way before of Corona or COVID or whatever the fuck they call it these days. But people need to learn that we're doing this for their own good. But see, saying that to a person that doesn't believe that this shit's even real, that's like me talking to this chair in front of me that has nobody in it. Completely oblivious. I don't understand what you're talking about. Okay. Well, I will see you at the hospital, because that's exactly where you're going, and you can complain about it then. All right, then. This thing ain't no joke, ladies and gentlemen. This COVID thing is shown. It does not give a shit. It doesn't care if you came from Mexico. It doesn't care if you came from New Mexico. It doesn't care if you're a poor black man in a hood or a rich white man living in an 8-bedroom mansion. He is an equal opportunity virus, and he will jump your ass like somebody will jump you to get your Rolex. And we need to get in front of this shit. We have to work together, whether you like it or not, until this shit is gone, whatever the hell that may be. But if we can't do our part, then what's the damn point? So, I put this virus in the 7 deadly sins category. And it has not proven me wrong. Also put in that category the four horsemen. Pestilence, you know, death, stuff like that. Yeah. He's kind of like in the middle. At every single thing we do now, going to a bank, going to a store, driving your own car sometimes, you have to be very, very cautious about who was in it after before you and everything else. Because that's what COVID has done to this whole nation and the entire world. People that have been paranoid all their lives have a reason to be paranoid now. And you brought me right along with them. So it's not a joke. It wouldn't be over by April, this April, or even last April. And you can't just go get a flu shot and call it a damn day. Because again, COVID don't give a shit. You can be in a damn store and the person that's giving you a fucking flu shot probably has corona. This is how bad this shit is. So the only thing we can do, and hopefully, knock on wood, by this time next year, we'll be talking about it in the past tense. But we have to do the stuff together to make it that way. Not some little small couple over here or a few people over there. We all got to do that shit because we're all being affected by it. And if we don't do it, we will all perish because of it. Whether you like it or not. Simple as that. So, it's a very, very terrible thing that showed up on our shores March of last year. And it has taken life after life after life. Young and old, rich and poor. Black and white does not fucking give a damn. It doesn't. But we need to give a damn about our own well-being and your neighbor's well-being. Because whether you like it or not, we have all been affected by this damn virus in one way or any other. You didn't have to have it to actually affect you. But the ones that did have it, like yours truly, once you barely get past it and you come out of it, it makes you more aware that the world has changed. And when the doctor came in and told me I do have coronavirus, I automatically got scared out of my ass. Yeah, I'm not no old man or anything, but I'm not a young man either. I'm just kind of like right in the middle. But again, COVID doesn't give a shit. So I needed to give a shit, at least a little bit, to pull through that shit. And it, thank God it helped. But there's people that, the 500,000 people that didn't have that, you know, that didn't do that. And now they're no longer with us. So we have to do our part in point to get rid of this virus. Not a little bit, a lot. And if we don't do this shit, I don't give a damn if you're the most stubbornest man on earth. You too can be affected by COVID. Hell, you've probably been affected by it already. You just don't know it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my word. So with that being said, this is your boy Roberto for the Black Hand Podcast. Please join me tomorrow when I talk about something you may or may not like. And I will see you guys down the road. Happy National Women's Month. And God bless those, or God bless be with those that we have lost to this terrible, terrible virus 1 year ago. You guys have a nice night. Take care. Peace.